In Los Angeles, there's a new development in the Michael Jackson case. According to the Associated Press, prosecutors may be gearing up to charge the late pop star's physician with involuntary manslaughter. Dr. Conrad Murray was with Jackson last June when the pop star died suddenly, and the doctor has been under investigation ever since, as NPR's Carrie Kahn now reports.
It all started with that 911 call from Jackson's rented mansion in Bel Air.
Did anybody see him?
Yes, we have a personal doctor here with him, sir.
Oh, you have a doctor there?
Yes, but he's not responding to anything. No, he's not responding to CPR or anything, sir.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Murray performed CPR on Jackson until paramedics arrived, but it was too late. Murray later admitted to police that he had injected the pop star with a powerful anesthetic called propofol hours before Jackson died. But turning that action into a murder charge would have been nearly impossible for prosecutors to prove, says Loyola Law professor Lori Levinson.
The bar for a murder conviction would be very, very high. They would have to show that he intentionally killed Michael Jackson or that he took an extreme risk that he knew about. This charge doesn't make them prove that. Here they only have to show that he should have known about the risk, that he acted with gross negligence.
Levinson, a former federal prosecutor, says it won't be any easier getting an involuntary manslaughter conviction. She says the case is extremely complicated since Jackson had been using propofol before his death, along with other drugs prescribed by several other doctors. A lawyer for Murray says the doctor has not been called before a grand jury. Murray has long said he has done nothing wrong, even declaring his innocence on a videotape statement.
I have done all I could do. I told the truth, and I have faith the truth will prevail.
L.A. police must first present the case to the district attorney. Then it's up to a grand jury whether to indict or not. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.